Welcome to Apes Versus.
Today we will be discussing plastics in the environment. I'm Taomi.
And I'm Pritika.
And you're listening to Apes Versus Plastic. Substantial quantities of plastic have accumulated in the natural environment and in landfills. In fact, according to research published by Dr. Dave Barnes of Cambridge University in 2009, around 10% by weight of this municipal waste stream is plastic. This discarded plastic contaminates a wide range of natural, terrestrial, freshwater, and marine habitats. Evidence of this has been recorded both high and low. There are accounts of inadvertent contamination of soils with small plastic fragments as a consequence of spreading sewage sludge, and even some newspaper accounts about plastic debris found at the top of some of the highest mountains. What are the effects of this plastic debris in the environment and wildlife, you may ask? Well, we decided to bring in marine expert Dr. Richard C. Thompson of Plymouth University to give us a bigger picture. So it is my understanding that the majority of work describing environmental consequences of plastic debris is from marine settings. What are some examples of these consequences?
So yeah, you're right. Marine habitats are especially affected by plastic waste, and it really has an impact on just about everything. Impacts human-wise that plastic debris can cause include hazard to maritime activities, including fishing and tourism, and the obvious aesthetic problem.
Crazy. Is that linked to the plastic fishing nets?
Exactly. Discarded fishing nets result in ghost fishing that may result in losses to commercial fisheries.
Well, that's tough, but I'm sure the environment takes a bigger toll than the economy.
Oh, of course. More importantly, environmentally, one big example that isn't really seen in the media is the fact that floating plastic debris can rapidly become colonized by marine organisms. And since it can persist at the sea surface for substantial periods, it may facilitate the transport of non-native species.
Wow, you're right. That isn't something that attracts public attention in today's age. A lot of the consequences spread in the marine realm have to do with plastic littering that result in ingestion and entanglement by wildlife.
Yeah, and that's blown up across platforms in recent years. Over 260 species, including invertebrates, turtles, fish, seabirds, and mammals, have been reported to ingest or become entangled in plastic debris.
Most commonly, I've seen the poor sea turtles in plastic bags and straws.
It sure is sad, isn't it? Ingestion or entanglement can result in impaired movement and feeding, reduced reproductive output, lacerations, ulcers, and even death.
Wow, that's terrible. We can take this as a learning experience for sure. Don't litter your plastic, y'all. Thanks for coming, Mr. Thompson.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
So now we know a lot about plastics in the ocean, but what about plastics in the atmosphere? One method that is commonly used to deal with plastic waste is incineration. However, many hazards come with this. The byproducts of plastic combustion are airborne particulate emission and solid residue ash. According to scientist Rinku Verma of the University of Agricultural Sciences in Bangalore, India, several studies have demonstrated that soot and solid residue ash possess a high potential of causing health and environmental concerns, especially VOCs, semi-VOCs, smoke, particulate-bound heavy metals, and dioxins. These particulates are highly mutagenic and can travel thousands of kilometers, depending on atmospheric conditions, and enter our food chain. If you thought that was bad enough, even more concerning is the impact of chemicals associated with plastic waste. There are several chemicals within plastic material itself that have been added to give it certain properties, such as phthalates and flame retardants. These have negative effects on human and animal health, mainly affecting endocrine systems. Toxic monomers have even been linked to cancer and reproductive problems.
Littered plastic is also harmful to both terrestrial and aquatic ecosystems. When littered in terrestrial lands, it can negatively affect both soil and wildlife. In an experiment carried by a team by Dr. Machado in Berlin, Germany, four types of microplastics, polyacrylic fibers, polyamide beads, polyester fibers, and polyethanol fragments were put in a garden with loamy sand soil for 5 weeks. The results showed the microplastics to affect three soil properties: bulk density, water capacity, and microbial function. If these properties are altered, the soil structure will be shifted, and would go on to impact how the soil naturally functions in a terrestrial ecosystem. Not only that, plastics can also spread direct toxicity towards plants and the wildlife. According to Murray R. Gregory, over 260 species of invertebrates, turtles, fish, seabirds, and mammals were reported to ingest or be tangled in plastics. These animals are especially prone to consuming microplastics, as they are harder to identify. The consequences they face from this contact include harm towards their health and the accumulation of toxic chemicals into the food chain. There are also studies which also showed plastics such as phthalates and BPA to affect animal reproduction and impair development in crustaceans and amphibians. Seeing the negative reaction terrestrial animals have towards littered plastic, this could cause a decrease in survivability of the wildlife, further leading to a reduction in biodiversity in an ecosystem. The same outcomes wildlife experience when exposed to plastic can be seen within marine animals and their ecosystem too, as 50 to 80% of the shoreline and beaches is contaminated with plastic debris. Since the population is continuing to grow, this also contributes to the increase in plastic bottles and small items being littered onto beaches, as stated by a beach survey from Ocean Conservancy. There have also been sea surveys from scientists like Shelley Moon and James Allen, who have reported the sea floor to be dominated by macro debris. And because chemicals in the plastic being able to spread within the water, it can further decrease water quality and continue to negatively affect marine organisms.
Now that we know about all of the negative effects of plastic, what can we do to resolve and minimize them?
One way is to replace plastics with biodegradable plastics. As stated by Dr. Ramani Narayana, it will allow us to throw it away through recycling and composting instead of burning it into the air.
Also, another big part about what you're saying is improving the accuracy and informative labeling of recyclable, degradable, biodegradable, and compostable polymers.
Yes, and making sure to educate the public and spread awareness about plastic pollution.
And even before the plastic even gets into the environment, we can take action by incentivizing material reduction and reconstructing life cycle analysis of production so that it is more sustainable, according to Shauna Swan from Rochester University. Finally, develop standard protocols and monitoring to evaluate trends in the abundance of plastic debris across in natural habitats from dumping and littering, as well as researching the breakdown of biodegradables and degradables.
Keep these things in mind next time you buy plastic products. Thanks for listening
to AIDS versus Plastic. Disclaimer. All of the voices in this podcast are those of high school students.
We would like to thank Ronna Graywell for being the marine expert, Richard C. Thompson.